Hello, everybody. Welcome to week number 9 here at Nemaha Central, the Thunder Girls Locker Room Chat here with head coach Haddon Hilgen. I'm Krenan Prophet. Let's dive straight into week number 9 here. This locker room chat brought to you by Life Care Center and Haugseed. And coach Hilgen, tell me about these last couple of games for you. The loss there in the league against Silver Lake, 44-39. And then you guys were able to bounce back yesterday against St. Mary's, winning 51-26 in that game. What can you tell me about your last couple of games here?
Well, going back to Friday versus Silver Lake, we started off the game playing really well on both ends of the floor and had a lead there in the, going into the second quarter, and the middle quarters really hurt us. Silver Lake did a great job upping the pressure a little bit on us, locking out on defense, and we weren't very good on the offensive end. I think we went the 12-minute stretch, we only scored 6 points, and you can't do that against great teams. You're going to fall behind, and we found ourselves behind there in the third quarter, but we kind of righted the ship, and we started to be the more aggressor, and that definitely helped in our advantage. We started knocking down some shots and, you know, got back in the game. I think we got it back to 4 points with around a minute to go, but we just couldn't get another stop or an empty possession from Silver Lake, and they kind of made a couple free throws down the stretch.
And then, of course, the big bounce back there against St. Mary's, winning 51-26. I mean, having so many great scores there in that game. Emma Hermann-Schmidt with 14 points, 5 rebounds, 4 steals. Cammy Dollinghouse with 13 points, 6 steals. Callie Honeyman, 10 points, 5 rebounds. And Honeyman in that game against Silver Lake, she also had a good game with 4 blocks, 7 rebounds, and 9 points. And also, I should also mention the Dollinghouse performance with 18 points there against Silver Lake. So, you know, getting the team together here, getting them moving, and then you look ahead of just your next upcoming couple of games here. You got Riley County on Friday, a big league match here, as Riley County is 9-0 in the league. You're 8-1. So, you know, what kind of implications does this upcoming matchup kind of mean to your team, and how are you preparing for it?
Well, I'm going to hit on last night real quick with St. Mary's, because we played a really good ball game defensively. We held the Heim Drill to 1 field goal. So I thought that's probably the first time in her career, or maybe since she's a freshman, she's had 1 field goal in a game. So that was great. And we held the Hurla to 1 made 3. So that was a big focus going in, and our girls really executed a game plan really well. And it was good to see Emma Hermish have a good game. She's been battling an illness, and she's finally healthy, and that really helps us when she's able to score the ball. And she's really done that for us last night. And Callie and Cammy continued to be steady on the offensive end, playing really well and really efficient on the offensive end. And Hallie knocked down a couple threes, which she's been doing. So last night was really good to see us bounce back from a loss and going on the road to St. Mary's and really shutting their two offensive players down. And going in, you know, the Friday's a big one. These are why you play the game. You want to play for a league championship. That's been one of our goals, and we have an opportunity to do that on the road versus a great opponent. And, you know, we get a win there. It'll put everyone, three of us, at a three-way tie, and then some probably have a few games to go. So that's kind of our focus, is going down there to take care of business Friday night and coming back with a win.
After that, you'll have the game on next Tuesday against Olpe. What can you kind of preview here real quick for Olpe?
You know, Olpe's a very solid program overall. I know they got a group of girls there that are really good, so that's one we'll have to be ready for. I don't know too much about the personnel, but it'll be a solid contest for us late in the season, and one that we will need to be ready for, and we will be ready for it come next Tuesday.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always here at Nemaha Central Girls Locker Room Chat here with head coach Haddon Hilgen. Coach, thank you for your time.
Hey, can I shout out to Silver Lake fans and community again? We had a kind of a fundraiser for my niece who is dealing with cancer, and their community, you know, chipped in and donated a lot of money for my family, my sister's family. So I really truly appreciate that. It was a pretty cool moment there between games, and I really appreciate their support.
That's awesome, Coach. Shout out to those Silver Lake fans. All right, Coach, thank you for your time.
Yeah, you bet.